This evening we are blessed with the presence of Very Reverend Father Michael Hatcher, Corepiscopos. Hatcher is presently serving as the vicar of St. Gregorios Orthodox Church in Spokane, Washington, which is a mission parish of our diocese. This parish is quite unique as it is a multi-ethnic parish in which many Oriental Orthodox Church communities are worshiping together, including Ethiopians, as well as Armenians, as well as the Indian Orthodox Church community, and many others. And Father Michael has been serving as a parish priest of this mission for quite some years now. And at this time, I invite Hatcher to lead us in the devotional message for this evening.
Father Kamar, grant us, O Lord God, the knowledge of your divine words, and fill us with the understanding of your holy gospel, the richness of your divine gifts, and the endowments of your Holy Spirit, and grant us that with joy we may keep your commandments, perform and fulfill your will, and become worthy of your blessings and mercies from you, our Lord and our God, now and forever. Amen. I would like to read first a passage from Holy Scripture. This is from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 50 through 53. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. Dear Achans and Chimachans, brothers and sisters in Christ, we're approaching the end of the liturgical period of the Transfiguration, so I thought I would like to say a few words about Holy Transfiguration and what it might mean to us in our own lives. When we read about the Transfiguration in the Holy Gospel, we're struck by Christ's great change in appearance. Christ the Messiah standing between Moses and Elijah, the culmination of the law and the prophets and the revelation of the Holy Trinity. As we hear the voice of God the Father, we see God the Son transfigured before us, and we see the light of the Holy Spirit surrounding all. We are taught so much about our faith by this event on Mount Tabor. But in addition to seeing our Lord Jesus Christ transformed so that we may recognize his divinity, our faith also calls us to transform our own life. Now, our own transformation, which I should say is not a transfiguration because we're just who we are, Jesus, the perfect man, the perfect man of integrity, could show forth his divinity by his, on Mount Tabor. We can show no such thing, but we're still called on to transform ourselves, to change ourselves, so that that with God's help we may face the last trumpet, and that at that time, in the twinkling of an eye, we shall be changed, as it says in our scripture passage this evening. Change is a part of human life. We're surrounded by change. Sometimes this change is unpleasant. If you live in the northern parts of the country, a few weeks from now, we'll begin to experience a change in seasons. When I was young in my family's hometown, which is surrounded by mountains, I would sometimes wake up on a late August or early September morning and see that on these mountains, which were about 7,000 feet high, the snow had fallen during the cold night down to the 4,000 or 5,000 foot level. We knew summer was ending, and the water in the lake we'd been swimming in the day before would now be too cold to swim in. My wife, Geeta Kochima, tells me how hard it has been for her to adjust to the seasonal changes after growing up in relatively constant warmth in South India. These changes are a reminder of our frail human life. As we get older, we encounter losses of friends and relatives. Things sometimes don't work out the way we want them to. When I look in the mirror now, I don't look like I did 20 years ago. That's probably even more scary for the people that have to look at me. But we know that change is with us, so we know we're going to change and we're going to experience change. As Christians, as disciples of Christ, we are called to take charge of that change, to transform ourselves so that we may become more Christ-like. We cannot control everything that happens around us. We can, however, work to control what goes on inside us. Our Lord, through the Church, has given us many tools to begin the work of transformation, but we must be willing to do our part in this transformation. We are called to prayer and fasting, and to take part in the services of the Holy Church, especially to receive the sacraments or mysteries that are commonly available to us, that is, Holy Communion and Confession. For those of us who are married, our married life is a constant source of sacramental grace if we work to make it so. For those who are celibate, there may be an additional opportunity for silence and prayer or additional service to others. We are called to work in our communities, especially our own parishes, and to do what we can for the poor and troubled people that God has given our care. This is a process which takes time and takes patience. But this is also what gives us hope. Our Lord has given us salvation by his death and resurrection. It is for us to respond so that in our limited human way, we may be transformed to become more like him, that we can have confidence before the throne of Christ, that with his help we may indeed be changed when he comes again, as it said in the scripture reading this evening, in the twinkling of an eye. Thank you for this opportunity to speak. God bless you all. Unto our Lord Jesus Christ be glory, thanks, and blessings for his living words to us, unto his Father who sent him for our salvation, and to his living and life-giving Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.